This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
It's all about frozen meals and keto diets on today's Open for Business. And joining us to explore all this deliciousness are Fatin Rashika Mustaza and Saiful Azli Ghazali, better known as Ika and Saiful, the duo behind Chunky Monkeys. I love the name Chunky Monkeys, by the way. Like where did that come from?
Okay, essentially because the keto diet is essentially fat-centric, right? Because it's a high-fat diet. We, the founders, are basically chunky people, so hence why it's like, you know, it correlates with the word fat. So that's why we use the word chunky instead of anything. It represents fat, lah, basically. And then monkeys, it's just because it's catchy when you say it together. It's a random word that we just like, hey, it goes. So like, yeah. That's why Chunky Monkeys.
Well, Chunky Monkeys is a meal prep delivery service that specializes in keto-friendly cuisine, which I guess is a good place to start, because you can tell us a bit about, you know, Chunky Monkeys and how it works. What is the process of delivering keto meals include? Like how does that happen?
Okay, so essentially we open orders from Monday to Thursdays and we deliver on Sunday and Monday. So because it's a meal prep thing, so between that period of Monday to Thursday, everyone orders everything in bulk. We have a minimum order of 4 meals. So everything gets delivered on Sunday and Monday. You choose, lah. The customers get to choose.
What gap in the market is something like that addressing? You know, like what problem is that solving?
Okay, so basically since... Okay, I've done keto. I started keto actually 2 years ago. So my issue is that because I have a day job, I did not have time to do a proper meal prep thing because I was actually quite busy with my lifestyle and stuff like that. So my friend and I, we basically helped each other, prepped for each other. And soon after that, our friends got interested. So we helped prep for them as well. So we find that a lot of people, they really want to try to adapt to a certain diet, like whatever diet it is. But the only problem is that it's their lifestyle that's keeping them away from it, aside from cost, lah. So... we're trying to address that gap in general. Yeah, it's, you know, busy, hectic lifestyle, and we're just, you just, what we provide is basically we give you food for the next week and you just like defrost and reheat, so everything's settled for you.
Yeah,
you don't even have to go grocery shopping or anything like that, unless if you want to add on sites, lah. But our ratio is meant for you to consume that portion a day kind of thing. So yeah,
so what does that mean exactly? Like what is the criteria for a certain meal to be considered a keto meal? Like is there like a ratio of like carbs to fat, or, you know, like a percentage of how much fat it should have or contain?
We try to do a standardized ratio whereby we only put in, let's say, 100 grams of protein. We try to meet less than 20 grams of carbs, and the remaining is like fibers and fats, lah. Okay, fibers will be less than fats, lah. Fats, we will try to keep it at like 70% or more of the meal. We try to, because it really depends on the type of meal that it's up for the day. We try to adapt like more localized meals for local palates. So we try to put in more fats into it and less carbs. For instance, like this week we're having nasi biryani, but instead of normal rice, we're replacing it with cauliflower rice.
Basically, we have some menus which are the same every week, and we have something special which is changeable every week. Those on basic menu, we tend to fix, like, you know, let it be about 3 months. So yeah, and we try to, I mean, the content is more like
flexible.
Yeah, it's more like localized food. And, you know, because we have nasi lemak there, we have, you know, asam pedas, so it's more like the local dishes. But, yeah, I mean, it says nasi, but actually it's all collard rice. So, yeah, I mean, we try to experiment, you know, maybe monthly on a new menu for the other month. So, yeah, it can combine anything. You know, we used to have nasi goreng, you know, nasi goreng tom yam, nasi goreng kampung. So, yeah, we change it every 6 months, 3 months?
Our back-to-basics menu, we change it every 3 to 6 months. And then our something special menu, it changes weekly. So,
yeah. But it doesn't fix. I mean, if we see that there's, you know, the demand is reducing or anything, so we can, like, you know, add on or just, you know, changeable one or two.
What are some of your most popular orders? Like what do people want the most from your menu?
The one that we've been bringing forward from time since we started is our cauliflower nasi lemak.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of our best sellers. And recently what has popped out is the quattro formaggi pizza, four cheese pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And for sweet treats, basically what really sells is our blondies cookies. And cookies. Cookies especially, because everyone's actually quite shocked that our cookies taste like actual normal cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Soft baked, but yeah. A lot of people like prefer soft baked anyway.
So there's still the sweet and but there's no sugar in it.
Yes, because we replace sugar with stevia. Either that or erythritol, basically. Mm-hmm.
So right now you deliver frozen keto meals that can be kept for 2 weeks. Any plans to start delivering fresh food?
Yeah, there is actually. We're planning to do it in the next couple of months,
mm-hmm.
basically to ramp up production. And we need to strengthen our foundation first, like have proper staff who are not part-timers, because currently they're all part-timers.
Okay.
So once that's settled, then we'll be comfortable enough to do daily deliveries, but it'll be limited to a certain radius, because we want to, it'll be unfair for someone from Klang, let's say, to spend 50 ringgit on delivery to purchase just one meal. And it's a 1 hour commute for the rider, so it'll probably not taste like fresh by that time, right?
Mm.
So it's a radius thing also. So we're working on the kinks.
Are those your only limitations that you're facing now with the fresh meals? Like, is it like a staffing thing, or are there other things that are stopping you from going there at the moment?
Basically, preparing it is quite challenging, because mm-hmm. it's not like a normal dish or anything.
Yeah.
Especially the collie rice is not easy to make. It takes like at least half a day process,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you have to cut it, you have to dry it, then, you know, then cook. So basically, he has to wait for the other meals to get ready before it can combine. The challenges is basically waiting in line to cook, because, the kitchen is a bit...
Yeah, that's one thing we got to figure out, also. The workflow.
What is your current workflow? Like how does it work at the moment?
We usually start cooking, okay, because it's a weekly thing and it always closes on Thursdays, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we try to start on Wednesdays, actually, where we prep everything, especially the meats and whatnot, because it's all frozen beforehand. So we try to finish off the basic stuff first up until Thursday when it closes. And then Friday onwards, we'll concentrate on the specials, the pizzas, the desserts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then we can keep up the volume, lah.
Basically, the budgeting also, it's a bit hard, because we can't be buying stuff like after the order closed.
Mm-hmm.
That's be too late, like Friday. So I have to start cooking, start planning on either Tuesday night or Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, because the volume only comes in, sometimes people like to order like last minute, Wednesday or Thursday. So we don't want to take by surprise that, you know, if we budget it, you know, smaller earlier,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
then suddenly we have to go out again and buy in more stuff. It's like waste of time, you know. We commit like, you know, too much sometimes to go buy the shortage.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to reduce that, you know.
That compresses our margin a bit, like that.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got enough money to roll it. It's just that keeping up to trying to get our wider margin has been like a task, like, rather than having enough cash flow to rotate.
Okay. You know, at this stage of your business, have you started thinking about like seeking funding from investors? Like are you at that stage yet? Is that something you've considered at this point?
Yes, actually. We have been considering, we're looking for angel investors rather than taking up on a loan or anything like that to complement our expansion, lah. So to get that, we prefer an angel investor because it'll be less, you know, you're less bonded to something or someone. So
we also try to seek any, like, you know, all this government, they have all these entrepreneurship funds, all this small grant or something from SME. Yeah, we just need to go and find it, basically.
Who's your target market with Chunky Monkeys? Because keto is your niche, like that's what you do, right? But who do you want to tap into, like, as customers for these meals?
Actually, it's not just people who are into keto who order from us. We have some customers who order it just because they want to try to It's a healthier meal option to them, mm-hmm. basically. But they don't order in huge bulks, but just from a time-to-time basis. So we're basically trying to address the market where people are more health conscious, not keto specifically, but people who want to keep to a low-carb diet. Mm-hmm.
So basically, I mean, we've been connected with a few groups in Facebook, like, you know, we have a group like RDO, Reverse Diabetic and Obesity. Mm-hmm. So that's also part of, you know, I mean, our food, like, somehow complements their needs. Mm-hmm. I mean, the keto community combines of all the low carbs and also the healthy food.
You know how sugar is also our body's enemy kind of thing? So mm-hmm. carb turns to sugar. So that's why they also try to practice keto or low carb in general. So that's also the market that we are trying to address.
I want to talk about price points because keto is slightly on the expensive side when it comes to diets. How do you choose your price tags? Because they're not that cheap, by the way. They're not exactly super affordable. But I'm sure there's a reason for the higher prices. There's something you can justify that with.
Actually, in the market, our price is quite affordable as compared to most of them. Mm-hmm. But how we price it is basically instead of ingredients, which is we try to keep mainly organic ingredients, there's also our overheads that we have to keep to. We try to not go overboard on pricing as well because we want to still keep the market competitive, right? So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Right. We are going to take a quick break and then we'll continue our chat with Saiful and Ika, the founders of Chunky Monkeys, when we come back. BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Moolah. BFM 89.9.
And we're back on Open for Business. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj and I'm joined by Ika and Saiful, the people behind Chunky Monkeys, a frozen food delivery service that specializes in keto-friendly meals. Chunky Monkeys is growing fast, but you're still operating on like a home-based level. And I'm sure that comes with its own challenges, but what are those challenges exactly?
Challenges. Sourcing for raw material, actually. Because, for instance, sweeteners. Mm-hmm. It's actually not cheap, and we don't want to price our desserts too high. So, at the moment, it's very hard to get a committed producer to supply for us because their orders would be in huge quantities like 10 kgs or more, in which that is not what we need on a daily basis or a weekly, monthly basis. It's basically sourcing for raw materials that I find proper good raw materials. That's quite hard, actually.
Not only that, I mean, in terms of raw materials, you're talking about seafood, because the price, you know, it's always, you know, volatile.
Fluctuates.
Yeah, mm-hmm. fluctuates. Mm-hmm. So it's what's happening. There's a lot of things are imported. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we just have to wait the right time to purchase. So especially like almond flour, it's really expensive. Right. And a normal flour is about 250 a kilo, this one you're buying like 40 ringgit per kilo. Mm-hmm. If you look at the raw, I mean, you can compare some of the stuff sold raw in the supermarkets. Like the cauliflower rice,
yep.
200 gram, they're already selling nearly $20. Mm. So if you look at our meal, it's cooked with the protein sauces, everything. Like it's still $20. So with the containers, cost, with the stickers. So I think the price is reasonable. I mean, if you were to cook yourself, it may take, I mean, you probably incur more. Mm-hmm. More cost.
Plus the time and energy and stuff that you have to put into this.
Yeah, we help you erase that effort from your daily life.
Yeah, yeah. I want to talk about competition a bit because, you know, there are plenty of like food delivery services in Klang Valley and some of them focus on clean eating and like clean meal prep. Do you consider them as competition?
At the moment, not really, because it's not just because like we're catering to a niche market, mm-hmm. but also because
we get into their market as well.
Yeah,
they will see us as a competitor.
Yeah, we can also like leverage on their customers as well because these people, whenever they Google up, I say healthy food or whatever, ours would also pop by with them. Mm-hmm. So it's like it helps the ecosystem in general. Everyone was just like try here, try that kind of thing. It depends on the specific audience, your target needs lah. on a, yeah, what diet they practice or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying that people who follow keto diets also like rotate their diets? Like, is that a thing that happens, or do you have to stick specifically to a keto diet? Because coming back to what you said about the healthy food guys, you know, you share their market and they share your customers sort of thing. Does it mean that people who buy from you for 1 week might buy other healthy foods another week and then come back to you the third week?
It depends, because some people fall out of keto. Some people practice strict keto, some moderate normal keto. Like the strict ones, they may not order from us also, because they'd be paranoid on what's the content. And they are also the types who would practice non-processed meats and stuff like pepperonis and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You compliment each other. Yeah.
At the moment, so I don't see them as a competitor for some reason. Maybe because I'm comfortable in being a niche provider.
I guess it's the same for the food delivery service guys, because I was also going to ask you about, you know, like Grab and Foodpanda. They don't prep the meals. They don't make their own meals, but they help get meals from vendors to the customers. And some of these vendors could also be doing keto. Some of them could be doing healthy food. So are those guys competition?
We're actually thinking of partnering with them soon when we start daily. So, yeah, not in competition.
See, I tried looking into like Foodpanda and anything. They don't, I mean, for you to become a vendor, you need to select which category you want to be in. I just can't find healthy food or even keto or any diet food there. So basically, on our current methods, it's not easy to integrate with what their requirement is. Because ours is weekly. So if we were to change it to daily, it's going to be a problem for us if we don't have enough manpower and also the capacity to provide ready-to-eat meal. So yeah, that's the challenges that, you know, before we can go into daily meals, and also to pick which platform to use, either Foodpanda or GrabFood. So we need to settle that part so that we can get a meal that is easy to make, and it can reduce a lot of problem as well.
So we got to try to match that as well, from the time they order and us cooking it, and to take into account the rider's commute as well.
You also have an interesting collaboration with Keto Mall.
Yes.
Could you tell us about that? Like what that's all about?
At the moment, our promotion with Keto Mall is that everyone who orders through Keto Mall will get a 5% discount. So this collaboration is basically to increase the awareness of both of us. Like, Keto Mall also just relaunched itself with new vendors under their brand, under their wing. So it's supposed to complement both businesses. And also, we do plan on creating a product that's like, it's a collaboration between Keto Mall and Chunky Monkeys, a product that's an hour product thing where we will sell at Keto Mall's website.
Any plans to open like a brick and mortar soon, or do you prefer the online space?
Well, we do intend to expand our centralized kitchen. So when we expand our centralized kitchen, we intend to do like a pop-up cafe in front of it. So that one depends later on. We'll see how. So to expand further, we're also thinking of commercializing our products that we have in mind right now. But we're still doing R&D, so we'll see how that pans out. Yeah, how feasible it is also, because it needs to complement our expansion costs as well later on. So it depends on our projections.
I think a good way to end this would be to talk about, you know, expansion. Like what is next for Chunky Monkeys? Because I'm sure you're like constantly thinking about, you know, taking this business to the next level. What is that next level?
I think the brand name is good and is catchy, and you know, there's a lot of more people tends to know about the brand. We don't have, it's like a no-brainer if you put a juice, a drink in it.
Okay.
Any people who ordered food, they need drink. So right now I'm trying to find a good supplier to have our own brand and, you know, supply it together with food. So I do a combined package, anything. Yeah, but I still can't find the right flavors that meet keto ingredients, basically.
Keto qualifications.
If I can find one, it's like a boom. Like, you know, there's no keto juice in Malaysia yet. So I want to become the first to produce that. So
that's where our R&D is coming in. We're trying to basically find something that is way different from whatever that's out there for us to make our stand. And as part of expanding, also we need it's that you have organically and inorganically, right? Mm-hmm. So fastest route is basically to form JVs lah. And that's where we also think of joining forces with this tea company to, because it's organic tea, so it also complements keto food, whatever we are serving. And like you said, the juices, but we need, it needs to be keto-friendly juices, so it's not exactly easy to find those things or create our own. But that one will take time.
Guys, thanks so much for doing this.
No problem.
Right. I've been speaking to Ika and Saiful, founders of the keto food delivery service Chunky Monkeys. Check them out on Instagram at chunkymonkeys.my or online at chunkymonkeys.odl.me to know more about their food products and the stuff that you can order from them. This interview is also available via podcast on the BFM website, which is bfm.my, or the BFM app, which you can get for free on the Apple App Store or on Google Play. We are also available on Spotify and iTunes. We are under their respective podcast section. This has been Arvind Yuvraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.